The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive football stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at NewBalance.com.
Here's Smith Marset. What a burst through the hole, touchdown. This guy is explosive. The third touchdown of the game for Smith Marset.
And welcome back to the Cover 3 podcast. This is the Hurry Up Hot Seat. We are counting down the top 25 teams in the CBS Sports 2020 preseason rankings. We've got on these hot seat episodes, we are bringing the authors. They have put all the hard work into doing the research. They've been talking to their sources on the ground, around the school, getting the best information to look ahead to the 2020 season. So now we will welcome back to the hot seat, David Cobb, as we prepare to talk about the Iowa Hawkeyes. And David, the Iowa Hawkeyes are a program with an immense amount of consistency in their performance. And yet at the same time, I kind of feel like quietly Kirk Ferentz has led about a 4 or 5 year run that really ranks among tops in all of Iowa history. There are the missing Big 12, Big 10 championships that I'm sure that a lot of diehard fans would want. Do you believe that level of consistency that has been raised a little bit in the last half decade, do you see that continuing in 2020?
Well, if it's going to continue, it's going to look a lot different than it did last season. But they had one of the best defenses in the country last season. They lose a decent amount off that defense, and the offense was consistent but not great, and it's going to have to take a big step forward, I think, if they're going to be a 10-win team for the 2 years in a row for the first time since 2003 and 2004. That was the last time they won double-digit games in back-to-back years. And you're right, they've been really good over the last 5 or 6 years, but they still haven't strung together back-to-back 10-win seasons, and the offense is going to have to take a step forward if they're going to do that this year.
All right, well then lay it out. Lay it out for me. What is the way, like what does it look like for 2020 Iowa to be a 10-win team? What would that entail?
Yeah, the problem is that the runway is pretty short. Like they start with Northern Iowa, which shouldn't, I mean, a fine FCS team, but shouldn't be too much trouble. But then real quick out of the gate, you go to Iowa State and you play Minnesota. So the runway is not real short. So they need Spencer Petras to really emerge in fall camp or whatever that looks like and take a firm grasp of the quarterback job, because they don't have time to sort of, you know, ease somebody into that position or whatever. And he's thrown, I think, 10 passes in his career. So, I mean, he's got to really, have a great preseason practice session for Iowa to come out blazing. But the good news is that he's got a lot of weapons on offense. I mean, they returned, I think, one of the best wide receiving units in the Big Ten, if not the country. And, yes, they lose Tristan Wirfs off that offensive line. He was a first-round pick. But Alaric Jackson is back at one tackle spot. And then they got a graduate transfer at the other tackle spot who was going to be all Big Ten at Indiana before he like blew out a knee or something last season. That's Coy Cronk. So everything else around the offense, I think, is in good shape. Except that quarterback position is a little bit of a mystery because, you know, Nate Stanley held the job for 3 years in Iowa. Once they get a quarterback in place, there are no more battles. Once Iowa gets his quarterback, he's the quarterback. And so I guess there's just a little bit of uncertainty, and I don't feel, you know, just completely great about that position going into the season.
What about the next men up that are up on the defensive side of the ball?
I mean, that's where you hope that Iowa's player development chops really sort of shine again, because, I mean, you go in and you look at the last four recruiting classes, and according to 247, they're all in the 30 to 40 range. I mean, there's nobody in them that just jumps off the page at you, and they've got a lot to replace. I mean, Iowa had five players taken in the draft, and two of them were defensive players, maybe even three actually. And so, yeah, that's a lot of heft to replace off of a really good defense. But I mean, I like Jimon Colbert, linebacker, a guy who's going to be a third year starter now, who's been one of their leading tacklers. I think he could be a guy who, you know, finishes the season with something like 80 tackles, who they probably designed some things to where he's rushing the passer more now that, you know, a lot of their sack production has departed. But I don't know. This is where it's a little bit of a mystery, and that we need their sort of player development to shine through here. I mean, look, I mean, their defensive coordinator has been there all 22 years with Kirk Ferentz. So he obviously knows what he's doing. And they know how to develop guys, and I'm sure there will be some people who emerge. But I mean, I don't have a lot of answers right now for who that's going to be. The Iowa defense didn't allow more than 24 points in a game last season, which is insane. And that they're going to take a step back this year. There's no question about that.
Yeah, which is why I'm not really worried about their defense. They'll figure it out. They'll be fine. Defense will be good. It'll be a typical Iowa defense. They'll bend but don't break and make people drive the field. And then when you hand the ball over to the offense, is Spencer Petras going to be any good at quarterback? I mean, that's the big question. And then they also have to go to at Ohio State and at Penn State out of the East. I mean, that's a pretty brutal cross-division slate. So when you get down to it, and where are we ranked though? Like, what are we talking here in terms of the ranking that we are discussing?
I mean, they're ranked 19 in our poll. I feel like that might be a little generous and kind of – it might be taking last year's strong finish into account maybe a little too much. I mean, they thrashed USC in the bowl game to finish with 10 wins. But, I mean, you're right. That schedule is brutal. I mean, Ohio State and Penn State, that's as tough of a cross-division draw as you can have. I mean, and they've got Michigan State, which, you know, obviously they should be down a little bit. But the path to 10 wins is tough. I mean, there's no doubt about it, because the Big Ten West is getting better. I mean, Wisconsin is obviously Wisconsin and will be good. Minnesota's emerged and is here to stay. And Nebraska's actually, you know, a lot of people think about to turn a corner. And so that division is going to be tough. And so I think this is more of an 8 or a 9 win Iowa team than a 10 or 11 win Iowa.
But that doesn't mean that it's not the 19th. Wait, I don't know why I'm on the hot seat or defending the Iowa Hawkeyes right now, but it's like it's not the prediction of where they rank in terms of wins at the end of the season. I feel like you could look at Iowa and you could say that among these teams that all have some question marks, Iowa being probably specifically the quarterback position because of David, as you mentioned, the strengths elsewhere at wide receiver, that they might be one of those teams that is a 9-win team with 7 wins. Does that make sense?
It's going to depend on how quickly the offense can figure it out. And then two, how good can that defense be by the back half of the schedule? Because Iowa under Kirk Ferentz, their thing recently has been finishing strong. They won their final regular season game, like something like 6 seasons in a row. The last year they closed the season on a 4-game winning streak. I mean, they just have a habit of really closing the season strong. So this could be a team that, after that brutal stretch in mid-October, is at or below 500. But then, you know, somehow they win 5 of their last 6 games and, you know, kind of sneak back into the top 25. I think that's the kind of season that we're probably headed for with this team. It's going to be another one of those Iowa teams where we don't really talk about them much. Maybe they pull an upset here or there. And then you look up at the end and it's like, oh, yeah, well, you know what? Iowa had a decent season.
All right, what about that Michigan State game? So we mentioned that the Ohio State, Penn State, Counselor Simmons, I would say that we both agree that those are going to be losses, right?
Listen, Iowa is capable of beating anyone. I will contend that. They've done it. So I'm not – but I'm assuming more than likely those are going to be tough to pull off.
All right, David Cobb, at Minnesota, Michigan State at home – how many wins between those two games?
Yeah, I'm going to go with 1. I think Minnesota's going to be chomping at the bit to get Iowa, because they were 9-0 when they went to Iowa last season. Iowa beat them by, I think it was a point. And Minnesota gets them at Minnesota pretty early on this season while Iowa's going to be figuring some things out. I think Minnesota probably wins that game, but that Michigan State game is huge because you have to win that one before you go on the road back-to-back weeks against the two best teams in the league. And I think they will. I mean, it's at home. It's against a Michigan State team that's not going to be that great. So I selected that Michigan State game as one of my key games for our preview. I even chose it over the Nebraska game because I think if you lose that game, you're in for a really tough season.
He is David Cobb. He's been relieved from the Hurry Up Hot Seat. David, thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
CBS Wednesday.
We have so many cool, diverse people from different backgrounds, different beliefs, different upbringings, and it just keeps growing.
I'm a citizen of the United States.
I'm a hustler.
I'm a big Taylor Swift fan.
I'm the queen of the tribe. I'm a
survivor. I am playing whatever role I gotta play.
I'm gonna play this game full speed.
I ain't going down like no punk.
A new Survivor, Wednesday on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.